Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn Paragimel Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes. The last two Mishnayos in the third parak of Mesechas Trumos. So the Mishnah talks about what happens if you meant to call something Truma and you called it Meiser, or you meant to call it Meiser and you called it Truma. So which status does it have? That which you had in mind or that which you actually said? And we're going to talk about other halachos that relate to misspeaking as well. So Miskabi Lomer Truma Va'amra Meiser. If a person meant to say that this thing is Truma and instead he said it's Meiser, or Meiser Va'amra Truma, or vice versa. So, Olava Amar Shlamim, or outside of the topic of our Masechta, if someone wanted to bring a carbon Ola and he accidentally said carbon Shlamim, or Shlamim Vamar Ola, he wanted to be Maktish in animals carbon Shlamim and he accidentally said Ola. Or in Hilchas Nedarim, he says Shaini Nechlas Abayezeh, Va'amal Azeh. He takes a Neda that he's not going to go into this house and he said a different house, he said this house. Or Shaini Nena Lezeh, Va'amal Azeh. He said, I'm not going to get Hana'a from this person, but he accidentally said the other person. So in all these cases, lomar klum achi piv v'libo shavin. Nothing he says is binding until it's piv v'libo shavin. Until he says what he means, and he means what he says. How do I know that? That it needs to be that both his words and his heart are in the same place. So the Bartanur points out because the pasuk says motzis v'secha tishmor, and it says kol nediv lev. That on the one hand it says that we look at motzis v'secha, that which you enunciate, that which you verbally say, and on the other hand we say kol nediv lev, that which is in your mind. So Ketzad b'inan gomer b'libo u'motzi b'sfasav. That you need both. You need it to be gomer b'libo, that he has full intention, and that he's motzi b'sfasav. So that's those psukim are about being makdish something to the Beis Hamikdash. But not everything in our Mishnah is about being makdish something to the Beis Hamikdash. But l'chora, but the Mishnah clearly applies from one to the. To the other. Now it is interesting that normally we assume dvarim shebelev veinam dvarim, and whatever you say is what you meant. So whatever you had in mind, we don't know what you actually had in mind. It could be by trumas and maestros, it goes in the other direction. That even if you intended to that even with machshava alone, you could be mafresh trumas and maestros. But that's what the Mishnah Rishona and other commentaries explain. Machshava alone works for trumas and maestros only if you're intention was to be mafrish b'machshava, but over here clearly your intention was to be mafrish b'dibur. You just said the wrong dvarim. You just said the wrong words. So over here you need piv v'libo shavin. You need both in order for it to be impactful. So then the Mishnah talks about a case. What if a non-Jew decides to be mafrish truma? Does that have any meaning or any impact? So Ovid Chavim Akuti, an Ovid Chavim or a Kuti, the Kutim we've had a lot of times. They were the ones that were attacked by lions and they converted to Yiddishkeit. So there's a whole machlokas whether they're Gerei Arayos or Gerei Emes. So we're assuming that the fact that they're listed together with Ovdik Chavim over here was that they're Gerei Arayos, that their Gerus does not count as a valid Gerus. So we're talking about non-Jews over here. Trumas and Truma, Umas Rosehen Meiser. The Truma counts as Truma if they are Mafras Truma from their own grain. Now, clearly they can't be Mafras Truma from a Jew's grain, because that we darshan atem gam atem ma atem b'nei bris af shluchachem b'nei bris, that a Jew can only make a shliach who is another Jew to be mafresh truma. So a nachri cannot be a shliach to be mafresh truma for a Jew, but from their own grain the truma is valid and their maestros are valid maestros. And even though they're certainly not chayiv, it's not one of the shev mitzvos b'nei noach, but it does work. So the truma therefore is not going to be allowed to be eaten by anyone other than a kohen. His maestro is going to be tevel until you mafresh trumas maestros from it. His maestro sheni is not going to be allowed to be eaten by any Jew outside of Yerushalayim. Now it's interesting, even though he can designate these things, he doesn't have l'chora, he doesn't have an iser of violating these things, meaning he could be mafresh truma and it will be truma, but he's a non-Jew, so he has no iser of eating truma. So although a Yisrael ironically cannot eat the truma, because klape Yisrael has the status of truma, can only be eaten by a Kohen, a Kuti himself or a Nachri himself may eat the Truma because he has no Isser. It's not one of the Shavim Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. L'chora, that's where it would come out. So anyway, Ovid Chavim Akuti, Trumas and Truma Masra Sein Meiser, Vektation Hekdish, and whatever they consecrate as Hekdish is going to in fact become Hekdish. The Pasuk says, Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael Umin HaGer B'Yisrael Asher Yakriv Karbano. So by the fact that it says Ish twice, the Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud Gimel Darshins, that includes a Nachri as well. Now, what about netaravai, that on land that a nachri owns? Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein lo vichavim kerem ravai. The idea of kerem ravai does not apply to the vineyards of an ovid chavim. That kerem ravai does apply to the vineyards owned by ovid chavim. The Mishnah then has a machlokas about the truma that he separated from his own stuff. Truma of chavim midama'as. The truma of an ovid chavim will make a dimua mixture, which means you need a 100-to-1 ratio for it to become batel. The chayav malei chomesh. And if a non kohen Jew eats it, he has to pay an extra fifth back because it actually counts as real truma mida oraisa. And that's why we have all the regular dinim of truma. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Poter, Rabbi Shimon says, no, if you ate it by accident, you don't pay the extra fifth, because he assumes that it's not real truma midaraisa. The whole din that a nachri could be mafresh truma is only a din midarabanan, and therefore the rabbanan simply did not make such a knas to have to pay the extra chomesh. Rabbi Shimon holds that land owned by a nachri in Eretz Yisrael has kedusha, and its produce is subject to the halachos of truma. But he says that if he's the one that processes the produce, he takes away those chiyuvim of trumas and maestros. And therefore, it's only a din midrabanan that it's chayiv in trumas and maestros. So to review what we did today, in Mishnah Ches, we learned that whether with regard to being mafresh trumas and maestros, or being designating a karban, or taking a neder, if a person said something other than what he meant to say, it is not binding. It's only if it's piv Velibo Shavin. And then in Mishnah Tes we learned that a Nachri has the ability to be Mafresh Truma and Maisos and make something Hagdish, and it actually has the status of those things, and a Jew is limited by those Halachos, whereas there's a Machlokas about Netarevai. However, we also have a Machlokas when Nachri is Mafresh Truma, does it have all the Chumas of Truma in terms of paying an extra Chomesh, and in terms of the halacha of dimua, so does it have all the chumras of truma or not? So that is also machlokas. Whether and what that machlokas is based on is whether it's a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan that the nachri has the ability to be mafresh truma. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalet of Maseches Trumos.